Graham, 2-0 defeat at the Keep Moat Stadium against Doncaster. What are your thoughts?
Thoughts are the first goal is give them something positive to after a poor week for them. It's put us on the back foot. And then the second goal is a break from our attack. I think we've probably overcommitted too early after the first goal to get back in the game instead of just probably steadying the ship and using the next 70 minutes to get back into the game. But the first goal's an own goal that's come off one of us. It's a deflected free kick, so they get a bit of fortune with that, and then we've just probably overcommitted on the second one. Then, to be fair, second half it's been all us, and we should have scored.
In both halves you had the majority of the possession, especially before the first goal. Was that a real kick in the teeth to concede that?
Yeah, definitely, that's the thing. And we give the opposition a chance by giving a cheap free kick away, and then gets a deflection that ends up in the back of our net, and then the complexion of the next 5-10 minutes changes. But once we regained our composure and our thoughts, we bossed the game. And but as I've said over the last few weeks, goals are what it's about, and unfortunately we didn't get the goals that our play should have.
Yeah, after the first goal you came out really strong, looked like you were really on the front foot, forcing the matter again, but then a break, and that was what it was really for Doncaster, sitting deep, waiting, being patient and trying to utilise a counter-attack.
Well, that's where the second goal came from. Still think we could have dealt with it a little bit better, but that was the we came here to win the game. We didn't want to sit back and come here and get a point, but unfortunately we've been done because of that sort of intent in our play and in our thought process. But that's the way we want to play. We'll always look to win games, and today it's not happened. But I can't fault the players, their attitude to the game, their commitment, and we had them pinned back for large spells in the second half. But you need that break in front of the goal.
With them sitting so deep and you having to try and probe and wait to make chances, would you agree chances were difficult to come by for your team today?
Yeah, no, I still think we created opportunities. We just we didn't. I think what happens is if the game's 0-0 and everyone's composed, we take those chances. I just think when you 2-0 down, a little bit of frustration, a little bit of desperation's in your mind, and you probably snatch at chances that last week we didn't. And that's the difference. That's the fine line that we walk. But we have to learn from today. We have to learn if we do concede a goal, that we don't overcommit trying to get an equaliser possibly straight away. But that's the sort of team we want to be. That's the sort of players we have. We have attack-minded players, and the odd time we're going to get done.
At the start of the second half, Anthony Sarcevic had an effort from a free kick well saved by Torsten Stuttmann. Do you think if that went in, could have been a different outcome in the second half?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's it. Goals always change games. I think the first one changed the mentality of both teams a little bit. If that had gone in, it makes it a long half for Doncaster to hang on. And the players know they only need one goal to get a point out of it, but because it was two, it was always that cushion of two, we probably snatched at the opportunities we had. But there was some real positive play from us. The players never let their heads drop. They competed for every ball, and that's what we ask of them. So we can't really jump on them today because we haven't won the game.
And next week back at Highbury against Rochdale, be looking to put it right and get 3 points.
Yeah, it's another opportunity to get 3 points. That's what we try to do every single week, and it will be a tough game as they all are, as today was. But if we play, especially second half, if we play like that and just use our intelligence a little bit more. But we are a young team, and we're learning every game. But I think there's a load of positives from our team, and we just have to take that into next Saturday and keep the boys prepared as best as possible.
And on preparation, no game in the JPT midweek. Does that help with the full week getting prepared for the next game?
Sometimes after a defeat, it's nice to get a game on the Tuesday to to put things right straight away. But it gives us a bit of a chance. We have got a few niggles. We're going to be missing a couple of players next week, international wise. So we'll have to. There will be a change of the team because of that scenario. And we'll work on a few things that we need to improve on, which even if we'd have won the game, we'd have still been working to improve. So, which we did this weekend, but this week. But unfortunately, we didn't get the results there.
On your new signing, Victor Nerinold, he was on the bench today. What do you think he can bring to the team?
Added competition. We only just got clearance for him late yesterday, which is why we only announced it yesterday. But he's a good footballer. He's unknown. He came on trial, impressed us a lot. He can play centre-half, centre-mid, comfortable on the ball, very quick, and he's a good size. So, it's an opportunity for a young player to come and start his career with us.
Yeah, he was on the bench, obviously, today, after you've just got clearance, as you say, quite late on.
Yeah.
Fans will be wanting to see him. Can they be expecting to see him fairly soon?
Well, it's down to Victor. That's it. It's all our players at our club have all got opportunities to play football. It's whether they take that. So we've seen enough of him in training in a couple of games, trial games in the last couple of weeks to have the confidence to put him on the bench today. But it's down to Victor how much he wants to be better than the other players. And that's the same for everyone in our squad.
And just lastly from me, the window closes on Tuesday. Obviously, you announced Victor yesterday. Is that you done and dusted, or will you make any more additions?
No, that's us. Victor was on trial for a good 2.5 weeks, and we weren't actually looking to add to the squad, but he was highlighted to us, and we thought, well, we'd better have a look at him. And to be fair, it was a player that we couldn't really not sign, on what we'd saw. So. We weren't looking to add last week, and we probably ain't looking to add this week either.